The podcast was Bleeding Savage this week. I put a clip of me in the beginning. It's bleeding gas. Talking about everyone's out on the sesh without the husbands. What? Yeah, the bleeding Halloween. Talking about Halloween. We used to dress up for Halloween. Me and Gavin and our ma's dresses. And makeup and scarves and all on our heads and go around. Had the Halloween party, mister.
Here. Fuck off, will you? Fresh, yeah?
Shut the fuck up!
Episode 13. We 17 O'Hare in the gaff, in the moon.
The Fresh Batch Podcast. Ooh, scary. It's getting closer to Halloween. If you have any of them things, like, don't walk underneath a ladder.
Don't walk underneath the ladder now is not a superstitious thing.
No, but it is a superstitious thing. It's also a stupid thing.
If you walk under a ladder, it's a stupid thing, yes.
But
somebody
it's also
drop a blade and a lump hammer on your head, yeah?
Bucket of paint. Where do you think it came from? The under the ladder one? Just because it's unsafe?
I'd say just because it's unsafe. And then they put it out there to stop people from walking under ladders.
Who's they?
Them in the Illuminati.
So episode 13, you know what I'm about to be listening to all week? All the Illuminati stuff.
No way.
Oh, fuck it. I don't know why. Well, one was yesterday, I think it was, on the beach in Port Marnock. A couple of lads dug a big hole.
I was deadly.
But then it was all over the news. And that's fine, the meteor, 085. Fucking mad bastard.
And with two plastic shovels.
But your man had the stone. And he was like, and it came in at this angle and it scorched the stone here. And your woman from TV3 was going, yeah, this is deadly. It's the best thing I've done all week.
Well, Colette, this is the crater that stopped Dave Kennedy in his tracks yesterday when, as you say, he was walking his beach here along Port Marnock Beach in Dublin. We're joined by Dave now. Dave, tell us, what was your reaction when you came across this?
Complete shock, to be honest. I was walking along just with the dog and came across the impact site. Fortunately enough, I love space and exploration and astrophysics, so I was a bit surprised when I saw it, but I knew immediately that it was an impact site. And then lo and behold, right in the middle of it was the rock.
Tell us about this rock. What about it made you think that this has to be a meteor strike?
So I noticed by the way it came in and where it was landed, it had created the big mound around. So that was everything from the inside that was blown out. But it's just the actual weight of it and its density. You're definitely going to have to get a check to see what it's made of.
And tell us about the markings on it.
Across here, you can actually see the way it's just scoring. So that would have happened as it's coming through the atmosphere and it was burning up. So that would have left the mark here before it made impact.
It's very small, isn't it? But what does it feel like and what did it look like? I mean, seeing the impact that it made here on the beach.
So when you feel it actually feels like about 3 bags of sugar. So it's actually extremely heavy. The way I saw it, I was mind blown when I actually looked in and actually saw the rock itself. And it's the colour of it as well. It's quite dark. It's like coal. But yet it's as solid and as heavy and dense.
Brilliant. Well, look, obviously it still needs to be checked, but as it stands, this is a suspected meteor strike here in Port Marnock in County Dublin.
Now, finally, this lunchtime, the mystery of the hole on the North Dublin beach has apparently been solved, denting the hopes of a local space enthusiast who had hoped it was the site of a meteor strike. But footage emerged last night of two men digging a hole on Port Marnock Beach. Local astrophysics buff David Kennedy was startled by the discovery and thought a rock he found in the hole might have come from the skies above. Today he says he's disappointed, but he's still getting the rock analysed in the hopes that it wasn't a completely fruitless discovery.
That's fucking dead. I love that shit.
I love it as well, yeah.
And I love how mental people are. My advice is, be mental. Once you don't harm anyone, once you're not setting up a cult or anything like that, be as fucking mental as you want.
What's wrong with setting up a cult?
It tends to end badly for everybody else.
Like Waco and stuff like that. I get that, right? I get that. But I'm just thinking about, you know, if somebody wants to set up, like Pastafarians. I think Pastafarians are deadly. A Pastafarian is a new religion in America where they wear, you know, the pasta strainers on their heads and they wear them into, you know.
No, that's not a cult. They're just cunts.
No. These are sound cunts.
Yeah, but they're just taking the piss. It's in the fucking name. Pastafarians.
No, they are taking the piss.
No, 100%. So it's not a cult. They're just having the crack. They're more having the crack.
It's a cult crack.
Than taking
it's
it serious.
It's a crack cult. Crack cult. It used to be a catapult, but it's a cracker cult.
They're taking the whole thing less seriously than a cult.
Let's take, you know, some cults that collect money. If you give us this fuel, Bob, you'll end up with your own spaceship going to heaven or something like that. You know what I mean? I like that in a little way. I'll give you how I like it, right? Now, I don't know how true the story is, right? But there's meant to be a hospital in Cheshire in England, right? And there was a guy that collected money for the car park, right? For years, right? And he had a uniform and he had a hoe. Allegedly, supposedly, he just disappeared. And people were saying, what's the story with Jimmy that works in the car park? And he wasn't an employee of the hospital.
Wasn't an official.
It was him that set it up and him that took the fuel. Bob, I love that.
That's an entrepreneur for me. That's a business.
So was a cult.
No, he wasn't harming anyone else. He didn't have...
He was harming. He was parking cars on their land.
Who got harmed?
The hospital.
They didn't. He just done a scam.
Yeah.
Well, that's cult a cult is a bit more organised and thought out than a scam.
It's just a scam. That says, right, there's an alien living over your gaff, right, and he's in charge, and we're in touch with the alien, and if you give us $4,000... we'll build you a spaceship when you die and you'll go to the alien. And people go, yeah, man, that's amazing. That's great, yeah. And then say, just turn up once a week to our church.
I think you have a scam and a cult mixed up, because you know those lads in America who get ready for the nuclear war, the bunker lads?
I love them.
What are they called?
The preppers.
The preppers. That's not a cult. It's kind of a scam, though, because somebody somewhere is making mint off them fucking idiots.
Yeah, but they didn't. To somebody who's making mint off them didn't start this, right? What happened was a couple of people, like, over years started to poke down, you know what I mean, and say, when the big bang happens or the big explosion happens, we're going to be prepared. But what happened to them when COVID came? They went out protesting. They went out in gangs and stood on courthouses. We're not going to wear no mask. When the big thing happened, when the virus happened, they didn't even use the bunkers. They went out. We won't do this. We'll fly the American flag.
That's what I'm saying. They were scammed. They spent all that money. They got that back garden dug up.
Look, there's a difference between being scammed and being a gobshite. Right, so if I'm a gobshite, right, and I build a bunker in my back garden and I fill it with...
But you had to buy the gear for the bunker.
Let me finish it out. So I fill it up with bachelor beans and peas, right? Stew, meatballs. Remember all that stuff, Dino? Smashed potato, right? And I fill it all into my bunker. Bachelors aren't scamsters for selling me bleeding 800 tins of beans.
So yeah, I get that bit, right? Bachelors aren't scamming and there's dumb cunts, right? But, do you remember the gold rush in America?
Yeah.
The people who made money on that weren't the people rushing for the gold. It was the people setting up their businesses around it, selling shovels and pans and all that.
Yeah, but they're not scammers. They're opportunists.
So that's what I'm saying. There's cults. There's cult leaders. There's scammers. There's stupid cunts. And then there's opportunists.
They're all the same. They're all just trying to make a few bob. They're all just trying to, the fella who sends you an email and goes, I'm an African prince and I have a few bob for you, he's just trying to make a few bob from.
I think that those ones are, we think it might be one person somewhere.
I know, it's a bleeding algorithm.
It's a farm of phones, hundreds of thousands of phones involved in it. They have rooms full
Many
of phones.
Many charges have to go.
Many charges. They're all away, boys. They're all media.
Has anybody got my charger?
Back to the one on the beach. I just think it was brilliant because we're so suggestible as people.
Well, what it says is that made it to the national news, like to a national news TV station, you know? You know, it's just like a lot of the stuff, you know, the pyramids in Egypt, you know, they're saying, yeah, they were made by doing it this way and they roll it down the hill there with the fucking bits of wood and blah, 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 right? And then you'll have somebody saying, no, all that stone was levitated by aliens.
They use sound levitation.
We need more sound levitation in this world. It'll take out the JCBs and all them if we use sound levitation. Stop building skyscrapers. Imagine the ad. Don't use cranes. Use sound levitation. We haven't a fucking clue how they built the pyramids.
We haven't got a clue.
And why don't they just shut the fuck up and look at them and go, they're sound looking. Do you know what I mean? Like, I heard somebody talking the other day about Newgrange that it was probably built by Neanderthals or something like that, right? It's like, who cares? Like, what does it mean? If like, what can we change about today if we know that Newgrange was built by Neanderthals or, you know, some different form of human or whatever it was, right? And that they died off with it.
What does it tell us about us now and where we're going as a species?
What does it matter?
Because we want to know, because it's fear masked as curiosity. We pretend that we're curious, but we're actually afraid of our fucking life.
We're afraid of everything, man. I mean, like, we're born with fear. Like, so fear is the driving force behind so much stuff in our lives, you know. Living in a gaff with the hall door with the key on it. Alarms, fucking car alarms, immobilizers, all that stuff.
And now there's meteors dropping on the Portmarnock beach.
Which is really two fellas in plastic shovels having the crack. Like, we want to meet them and ask them, what the fuck?
Sadly, that's a better news story. TV, whoever it was, TV3, missed out on the news story of getting those two lads on and going, boys, what the fuck we is that? How is two fully ass grown lads
digging a hole?
Digging a hole. Size. What's the story? We's just having the crack. We's drunk. We's due for a bit. And then the side story for me was the meteor. Even if the meteor happened, that was the side story.
When we were kids, we used to dig holes in a beach. We would flatten out a plastic bag, right, and put sand over it. And then it would just make it look normal. And then some guy would be walking down the beach and he'd fall down the hole, you know. Maybe that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to build a hole that somebody would fall down or something.
I think they were just having the bleeding crack. And then the I'm up me own hole brigade decided that's a meteor hole. I wonder where they got the stone. Did your man bring the stone along? He's been waiting around for years for this opportunity. He didn't have the fucking the brains to dig his own hole. He's had to dig his own hole now.
I think he's up his own hole, yeah. The reality was two blokes with bleeding baseball hats on backwards, sunglasses and shorts, dug a big hole. And then some dermot walking down the beach. Oh, hello, there's a meteorite hole. Hold on a minute. Hold on, I ring Finola. She has connections in Virgin Media.
Her uncle is a geologist in UCD. He'll know whether or not that this stone
this
traveled.
Bloke was a geologist. The fella who allegedly found the hole.
It gets funnier. The more you say it, it gets funnier and funnier.
He found the hole. Was it a full hole or was it a half a hole?
I'm in a WhatsApp group, right, where the pictures and all got posted up and people were like, this is fucking amazing. Oh my God.
Are these the guys that go down to Portmarnock Beach and look at the full moon?
Hey, I'm one of the full mooners. Don't be giving it all that.
Yeah, but do you have to sit on Portmarnock Beach to get extra vibes? So bring us through it then. You go down, you meet.
So the reason why.
You meet Macca on the beach, right?
The reason I done it,
Ross. Ceremony or something, what's it?
I never realised the moon rose. So you know, like you get a sunrise. So I'm never seeing a moon rise. And then one night I was down there and it rose up because it's rising up over the horizon. It looks bigger. So you're looking at this big orange round ball of something rising up over the horizon, coming up over the sea, and it looks fucking deadly, and it's night time, and you're going, is that the sun? That's the question I actually asked was, is that the sun? And someone said to me, no, that's the moon.
You see, I think COVID did a lot of stuff to people where they were on lockdown. There was a kind of a thing you could get down to the beach, get into the sea and all that kind of stuff, right? And then a lot of fucking hocus pocus around the moon and ceremonies and bleeding. No, I'm not against ceremonies at all. There's a mate of ours does a ceremony and it's meant to be bleeding deadly. And I want to do it. Like, I'm not. I am interested in it.
Just a sound bath healing cacao ceremony.
Did you do it?
Done it.
And what you think?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Kind of got me out of my head for an hour or two.
Yeah, I'd love that now.
And not out your head is, I'm getting out of my head, but an out your thinking head.
Yeah, and I did a bit of Reiki before, and it done that for me too, and I did a bit of acupuncture and stuff like that, right? And I get it. Some people will get into a sauna and get that. Like, I was down at the sauna with you down in Glenmalure. Remember we went down and we got into the sauna, me and you, right? And the people that were in there were sound, right? They were absolutely cool, and we had a great buzz with them. And then we ran out and we jumped into the river and we were freezing cold in the river. And when we went back inside, it was a whole group.
It was a different group of people.
And we didn't realise it, right? And we were talking the same way. And they were all Dermots and Roisins and, sorry, okay.
We booked this online.
Who the fuck are you? It's two mad Northside bastards coming into my space.
So the full moon, the big red full moon rising over the horizon, it gave me that thing that I got when I looked at the stars once. It gave me a shift in perspective. Because I didn't know the light on the moon doesn't come from the moon. It comes from the sun. And I didn't realise that.
I knew all this since I was about 12 then.
And not that I didn't know it. I didn't connect with it. I didn't realise there's a fucking sun out there. And the angle of it determines what type of moon that we see. You know what I mean? Half moon, different colours, all that type of stuff. And when I got that, when the penny dropped, I was like, this is fucking deadly. I'm really into this. Because it got me out of my own head and it got me into the natural world.
So you're okay with the moon group people sitting in their dry robes and looking at the moon?
I think the alternative for a lot of people was not doing it and being at home and watching Coronation Street.
Or sniffing coke and going whatever the fuck. Yeah, okay.
But at least they're out in nature.
No, I get it. Look, no, come here. I'm just saying, I would have done that without ever having to be part of a group to do it. I would have stood where we swim at High Rock. I've often parked the car there. And I remember coming out one night and I seen a guy had a tripod set up. And I said to him, you all right there? And what are you? And he goes, yeah, the moon. There's a pleasant moon or something. Crescent moon coming up over out there now in a minute. And I went, all right, sound. And we stood there. And then a couple of people from Malahide were out walking and it started to rise. You know, it's not actually rising. It's just
the sun's turning. Not rising. It looks like to us it's rising. It's relative to our perspective.
Absolutely.
So I got a perspective shift.
You know the flat earthers have members from all over the globe?
That's a good joke.
So I stood there watching that and I liked it, right?
What did you like about it?
It was just different. It was just different. You know, there was the moon rose and you're right. Against the horizon, it looked a bit big.
But it does. It's an optical illusion.
It was like a blood moon. Sorry, it was a blood moon. And it was nice. You know, it was a nice thing. I'm not saying it's not nice. And I'm not saying you shouldn't gather on the beach. I'm just saying that's not my tribe. You know what I mean? They're not my tribe.
For a lot of people, that wasn't their tribe. And one of the things that happened during COVID was a tribe formed. Like those people weren't a group. They weren't together before that. They were just doing different things at that time. Once a month when there was a moon, they probably didn't even know there was a moon rise like me. They didn't even know there was full moons and half moons and this moons and that moons.
The tide is affected by the moon. That's how it moves in and out. The tide is pulled by the gravity of the moon. That's why it moves.
Yeah. And the sun, actually, I found out.
You're getting too deep now, Dave.
Let me get too deep. The sun and the moon cause a bulge of the water on the earth on each side.
Yeah.
And the water's not actually moving. The tide's not going in and out. The earth is moving in a water sack.
Wow.
So that type of stuff really started to interest me, especially during COVID, because we didn't have work. We didn't have school. We didn't have live events. We were in our houses and it freaked us all out for the first couple of weeks. And then we got an opportunity to get out into nature, go on a walk, go on a run, look at the moon rise and go for a swim. I think it was Dublin Live or something, done a report going in a cult-like fashion. Now, it was Wankology and they know it was Wankology. They were just doing it to get clickbait. But I've seen those types of groups turn into culty kind of stuff because you're getting very, very vulnerable people dealing with addiction and in recovery and so on. And then they get introduced to this whole world and they go, oh my God, where was this my whole life?
Yeah.
There's 50 quid. Tell me what's wrong with me. Woke for cash.
I'm not so sure that I'm totally against woke for cash. If somebody says, we're going to do a ceremony on the hill and you just want to come down and we're going to shake a fucking chakra or something like that. I don't know what they do.
Shake your chakra? Is that a new one?
Chakra. If somebody had a rave on the beach.
Which
right?
They do now, yeah.
Somebody had a rave on the beach and you went down and somebody said to you, look, it's a fiver, you know what I mean? We want to give the DJs a few quid, right? You'd gladly give them a fiver, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if somebody goes down and has a Shake a Chakra event down on the beach and they're looking for a fiver, so what, like, you know what I mean? They're only making a few quid. It's not a big fucking deal. They're not trying to rip you off or anything, like, you know?
No, but so that's the bit that I'm interested in, is the rip you off bit, because there are fuckers who are charging ridiculous amount of money.
But the people who are paying the ridiculous amount of money are stupid cunts.
That's what I'm saying. There are gullible, stupid cunts, and then there's people who want to make money, and then there's cults. There are vulnerable, gullible, suggestible, stupid fuckers out there who will get a thrill because they put the hand in the pocket and handed somebody €70. Now, probably they were putting that €70 up that bleeding Hoover.
There was a case there recently where a vulnerable couple gave a woman €10,000. Now, the woman is now in jail because they were vulnerable. They gave her €10,000 because she said she was a medium and she was able to connect with. And if they didn't give her the €10,000 or something, they wouldn't go to heaven. I don't know what it was, but that's acting the bollocks now. That's criminal. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about what it is that if you're selling Crips, yeah?
Crips, yeah.
No, crisps. Sorry.
No, you said Crips.
For our
English, we're sticking with that. Answer A was Crips.
If you're selling Crips, right, and you're selling your brand of Crips, right, you're going to say things like, our Crips are the best in the world. Because that's what selling stuff does, right? This car is better than any other car. We won Car of the Year 2023.
So you're selling the myth and the feeling.
Absolutely. And that's the same whether you're selling the Moonrise down at Port Marnock Beach or you're selling Shake a Chakra.
I love that name. It just works. Shake Your Chakra. Shake Your Chakra. Welcome to Shake Your Chakra. 25% discount if you use the hashtag Woke for Cash. Please bring your own chakra.
If you were just passing on the beach and you had a glimpse at the moon, do you owe them a few quid? Yeah, that's funny, like. But if somebody's going down to take part in something sound, we've been going down to the sea for years and just diving in. We didn't have to pay anybody, like, you know what I mean? But I hear that there's meetup groups and they jump into the sea and you pay somebody.
You pay somebody, yeah. Should you be doing that on Airbnb? Come on a cliff walk for an hour and a half and pay me £25. So why wouldn't I just do it on my own? Because you're not doing it on your own and I'm charging it because you're going to do it with 10 other people who are not doing it on their own and we're all going to do it together. And the whole thing is we're doing it together.
There is a community online called Meetups. I was surprised to hear from a friend of mine that she was being charged. I think it was an origami meetup. Fucking trying to think, why would you go to an origami meetup? But that's what you're into, like, you know, I mean, happy days, you know.
You're getting out of the gaff, you're turning off the telly, you're getting up off the sofa, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
And you're meeting people.
Sparky, just people out there paying a tenner a month to look at some foreign fanny, fucking some local fanny on OnlyFans.
That sounds right, if that's what blows your skirt up. The problem with that is, you know, it kind of creates, it demeans people, I think, you know.
Who does it demean in that? Who does it demean?
Well, maybe it doesn't. I mean, maybe it's not. Maybe it's actually a safe way for people to make money in the sex trade. I don't know.
Well, they keep most of the money. OnlyFans take about 10%. They keep most of the money.
You seem to know an awful lot about this thing.
I was only thinking there, I was looking at your nether region and I was going, we could make a lot of money from you. We could hire you out. Oh, I'm telling you now, Sparky, me and you, shaking our chakra, digging bleeding holes, down on Port Marnock Beach, finding rocks, putting them in the holes, taking pictures of your big toe.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will pay for it, but what I'm saying is,
Sparky, you have no idea. You would be like a...
What sites are you on?
You would be top shelf.
What sites are you on, bro?
I need to know, bro. But people are out there.
Of course they're out there. The dark web. What is the dark web, Dean? Tell us what the dark web is.
The dark web is, you know the way you go onto your phone and it's www. So the dark web is not www.
Oh, okay.
It's something else. It's they're different servers and different domains.
I get it. And boy, who made them? Who are they? Who are they?
You know the way you do radio stuff and there's like legit radio channels?
There's bogeys.
Well, the dark web is where all the bogeys hang out. Now, the bogeys, as in, it's a load of shit that you can't It's just alternative ways to access stuff. You know what I mean? To buy stuff, to sell stuff, to meet people, to go into different chat rooms. It's just a different web. It's not the mainstream web. It's not RTE and RTE2. It's the dodgy box.
Yes.
That's a way of explaining it. The dark web is just a dodgy box. And you've got access to fucking everything that's out there. And it's less trackable and traceable. So you know the way you're on your Google search. So on my phone, I have everything turned off. All the alerts, all the stuff that captures all the information, all the cookies. So I've got kind of a very low profile in that world.
Remember you had the camera and all turned off before.
Camera, microphone, all that type of stuff. So the reason I do that is to have a low profile on the normal web. But if you go onto the dark web, none of that tracking stuff is there. There's nobody tracking. There's no big corporations tracking. And that's why people like it.
But the corporations are only tracking to see what people want to buy, isn't it?
They capture your data called metadata, which is basically, it's not, you know, Ray Corcoran's. It's just you're a unit or a, you know, a number.
0561342.
Whatever. You're just one. I'm one. Somebody else is one. But if they get enough people on it, they can see trends. Mm. And they can suggest stuff, and they can see what happens when you suggest stuff to people. You know what I mean? So they can test in the market in real time and get real time feedback.
And then can that then influence AI?
Well, that's driven by artificial intelligence.
Wow.
So the artificial intelligence basically are kind of like automated programs or automated algorithms that you can feed tons of information in, and it can give out certain results.
In, we say, Tesco's or any of those places, you'd have a Tesco card, and then you would give them the Tesco card, and you would scan it, right? And then they would collect all the data about your shop, what you've bought in your shop, and then they would be able to say what sells the most in this shop. Is that, like, that's part of it, isn't it?
That's exactly the same thing. So imagine that. But it's not just Tesco's, and it's not just you, and it's not just on that little card. It's everything you and everybody else buys, looks at buying, and sells, and places where you are. Yeah, We've noticed that between July and August, in this part of Ireland, we have this amount of people here. The West Coast of Ireland. So they can
plan, we say, to put a hostel there next year.
They can plan everything. And it helps with logistics for companies who are like, making products, buying resources. Imagine you knew all the buying and selling information for everybody in the world. So that's the starting point of this. So they also know on your phone what you like, what you dislike when you're looking at stuff, when you're looking at videos, how long you looked at it for, how long you listened to the podcast, how long you watched that YouTube video, which YouTube videos did you not like? They'll suggest stuff to you based on what you liked before.
And I noticed that, like, I mean, when I'm watching YouTube, like, I watch a lot of stuff about blokes pulling fucking diggers out of ditches and they start them up and they're, you know, 40-year-old caterpillar digger or something and they start it with a pliers and a blade and sup a diesel or something, you know what I mean?
I just came up with a new website for you. Only Farms. It's pictures of you in old tractors that we can sell on the web.
And I just give a big wink to the camera.
You can do whatever you want. Winking helps. Winking helps the algorithm.
So, but I've noticed that other stuff like that comes up.
So on your phone and on 99% of people's phones in the world, all of those features and all of those collecting of that metadata is on by default. And on my phone, it's all off because I went in and turned it all off for everything. And it's been all off. It's all off. It's been all off on everything that I use on my phone for the last, say, 6 or 7 years. So I don't get suggestions.
So the thing is that when you go into a shop, I bet you feel like nothing in here fucking suits me because you didn't turn the fucking algorithm on your phone and now you're left out. You're outside.
I'm outside the pale.
You're outside the pale now. So you're going into shops and you're like, but I like fucking brown t-shirts and they're all black.
How come all my mates are getting Converse suggested to them and I'm walking around in a pair of Blades and Sizzlers?
You see, there you go. So when you die, right, will it matter that you turned your phone off? That you turned off all that shit in your phone? Or?
No, it just means while I'm here, my head's not smelted and I'm not tracked and I'm not traced and I'm not listened to.
I don't think there's anybody listening to somebody's phone. I think there is tracking on phones to pick up. I remember one night we were in the gaff, you were there, and we said Benidorm. We were talking about your ma being in Benidorm or something like that. The next day I was getting flights to Benidorm, €25. So what's wrong with that? Like, we live in 2023. The technology has brought us there, right? We're here. We're using credit cards. We use Amazon. We use all that stuff, right, to buy. What the fuck is wrong? Like, okay, capitalism is killing the planet and all that kind of stuff. And when you accept that we live in a capitalist world, you kind of go, well, what's wrong with
here's
collecting information?
Like, here's an example. Let's say in this community, if they put in a new group of CCTV cameras. Let's say they put in 1,000 CCTV cameras. Everyone in the community's face was logged into it and it tracked where you were, who you spoke to, and what you said to them.
Oh, this is if, no.
This is hypothetical.
If we all carry a camera in our hand.
So what I'm saying is that okay for you if that happens?
No.
Okay, so that's happening.
I agree it's happening.
It's happening now. So everywhere you've been, everywhere you've walked, how far you've walked, how fast you've walked, who you walked with, who you didn't walk with, where you walked, what time, all that type of stuff is all tracked morning, noon, and night. Everything you bought, everything you sold, if you've done it digitally.
Yeah, so everything you bought and sold on adverts.
Everything you bought and sold in every single shop that you've ever been to in the last 10 years.
Yeah, because I actually looked at my AIB account. I looked, it said it's something to do with your spending or something like that, and I was amazed at how much I spend on fuel and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? I just was looking at it going, oh my god, I didn't realize that I spent that much.
So, is there anybody, okay, you don't even know where you were every single minute of every single day for the last 10 years? That information is stored somewhere for
it's
you,
scattered, yeah,
and for everybody else.
Let's say I want to start up a business and I'm going to sell sunglasses, yeah? And I want to get the information, who buys sunglasses, right? How do I do it? How do I get into the matrix? How do I extract that information? And then how do I sell? How do I get my product sold?
How do you market to them? Well, there's loads of different tools. One of them is like Google AdWords. You can buy Google services to, first of all, do market research. And second of all, target your product to a specific group of people.
I'm in the wrong game, bro. I should be doing this, man.
Is money the thing you're looking for?
No, I don't know. But I'm just thinking, I could sell happiness to people.
I like it.
It could be a cult.
That's what they're doing down on the beach. They're all just selling happiness.
There's
your man from Liverpool who used to sell happiness. Happiness, happiness. He had a fluffy thing.
Oh, you're talking about Ken Dodd.
Ken Dodd sold happiness. That was a song. Happiness, happiness, with your little fluffy thing, happiness.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
So all Ken Dodd is doing is exactly what you want to do. He's just selling happiness. And he was selling at a premium because he had like the top spot on the TV. So he was earning $100,000 a year.
And a lot of those people, like when you look at the likes of, you know, Bernard Manning, quite racist and quite working class funny, racist kind of stuff. He was funny as well. Yeah, yeah. Then you had Ken Dodd. Then you had Les Dawson and those people. All those people had a history in vaudeville. You know what I mean? In that kind of old entertainment, going around workman's clubs and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know what I mean? So they learned to trade. You know, like Des O'Connor and all those different people. Like, they really worked hard as younger people to get to TV, right? Whereas nowadays, you have, you know, the Irish fellow who's on TikTok and he's going, if you want to buy an old snack box, he's the guy with the beard. He's a big, heavy guy with a beard and long hair. He's really funny. He's not selling that. He's just talking about Ireland. He's talking about Irish culture. He's really, really funny, you know?
Just seen this on Today FM's page. I'm absolutely fucking disgusted with it. I'm not even going to spend much time on it, but I have to speak up. Brunch in God tier. Yeah, maybe if it was 1994, they fucking wrapped all the biscuits off it. Definitely not
God tier. So Garen Noon is his name, right? And that's the way he talks, like, you know, and he goes on about if you want to know about Irish culture, if you're coming to Ireland, what you need to know about? Because I'm sure people are thinking, well, what do I wear? Like, you know, what will I, you know, when I come to Ireland, what will I eat? And he's talking about learn how to order Chinese food. That's the one thing that we all eat, you know, but he just does it in a funny way. And I'm thinking, he never had to do an apprenticeship in vaudeville, right? He's able to just switch on the phone and do.
Do you think he's making a wage from that?
I know he's making a wage from it because I picked up on some of the stuff that he does. He does a bit of promotion work and stuff like that, yeah. So would he be called an influencer, Dean? No. What's he now? He's a comedian or what is he?
A chameleon?
Comedian.
I don't know him, but yeah, he's doing a bit of comedy. It mightn't be stand-up comedy.
So he's doing TikTok comedy, right?
Yeah. And he has an audience. He has a fan base.
So if he's a fan base, does that mean he's an influencer? No, what's an influencer? So there's one guy I see on TikTok. He's a young fella and he's a good looking young fella. And I think he might be a bit of a boxer or something like that. He does be kind of doing, you know, if you want to get yourself aboard, blah, blah, blah. But somebody told me that he's an influencer. People just follow him because he's good looking or something.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
He would have influence. If he says do A, B and C, the people following him are more likely to do A, B, and C. Like, use this product on your balls. If he or anyone else has enough of those people, they have a bit of leverage in the market of buying and selling stuff.
Wow.
So they will be approached by organisations, companies going, is there any chance we're just about to launch our new fluffer? Could you walk down the road fluffing the fluffer, please? And we'll pay you. We'll do a deal where for every whatever 5,000 clicks or whatever you get a certain amount of money. So there's different deals that you can do. So anybody who has influence in the market like that, who has a fan base, they're influencers.
Okay,
that's really all it is. You're basically selling products for other people.
Yeah, but isn't that not what everybody, like, that's not what ads on the radio are. Like, if you listen to the radio, you get ads for insurance.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. But do you remember years ago we'd go our own news. Yeah. You're going, let's sit down and watch our own news. Because RTE was like the big influencer in the country. So now that has been distributed. It's no longer centralized in
a
few people's hands. Now it's open to the market. And whatever you can bring to the table to increase your influence or increase your fan base, you do it. And one of the ultimate versions of that is OnlyFans, where all you have to do is take a picture of your big toe, stick it up on the site, and 100,000 people pay you a fiver a month.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because like the likes of the Talking Bollocks lads, they have an ad on their podcast. If you were approached to do an ad on this podcast, would you do it?
It depends on how much control of the thing you want. If you want full creative control over the creative thing that you do. If I wanted full creative control, well then I wouldn't have any paid ads. If I wanted somebody else to have some of the control, like 10% taking control what we do and what we say and who we say and or who we have on and all that type of stuff, well then I would sell a little bit of what we have to them at a cost. And that cost is negotiated between us and them. So one of the good examples of that is when Netflix was starting off, they were putting comedy on it. A comedian from America called Kevin Hart, and he went out and he basically gigged up and down America for a number of years, got the email address of the fans that were coming to see him at the end of the gig, he'd stand there and he'd get everybody's email address. And he went to Netflix and he goes, I'd like to do a special. And they'd say, well, who are you and what influence do you have? And he goes, well, who I am is I'm Kevin Hart and I've got 200,000 people's email addresses. So he had a bit of leverage there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he had influence. And this was kind of before Instagram influence, and all kind of took off. So that's really all they're doing. But there's a middleman in that. And that the middleman in this is those sites like Instagram and so on. Where you think as an individual you have access to these people, but there's a middleman in there and the middleman is collecting all the data. You as a consumer, you think that you're getting this Instagram service for free, but the old adage is if you're getting a product for free, you are the product. So basically buying your habits, your attention.
What are your favourites? You do a lot of Instagram.
I like Instagram.
Are you into Facebook?
No, I think Facebook is, for me, it's for what I would call numpties. Like, you'd probably call them dermots. Is it? Tick fuckers. I think Facebook is for tick fuckers.
So what's the difference?
Twitter is for nasty, insecure fuckers.
Yeah, Twitter's nasty, yeah.
So I use those sparingly.
So you use Instagram. You like Instagram.
I like Instagram because there's not a lot of people coming back to you going, I didn't like what you said there. I think
I like TikTok.
The maturity of Instagram is kind of like, let fucking people do what they say and don't be getting your knickers in a twist. I can't do TikTok. How it looks and feels is annoying.
So what's your favourite, like, what other podcast would you listen to?
I think the whole world is listening to Joe Rogan. He's bigger than some TV networks, but I like how he goes about it. I listened to The Witness. I like that. It's like a short, it's about 8 or 10 episodes.
It's a documentary, isn't it?
Oh, it's fucking good. That was good though. Just because it was recorded really well. Joey's story was really well. If you haven't listened to The Witness, go and listen to it. Last year, I think Linda Ryan brought one out about the lads in prison. That was nice. I would tune in to the two boys, Talk of Bollocks Lads. Blind Boy, I like. Listen to a couple of Mancons, the Almanac.
Mancons, the Almanac is great, yeah. I'm kind of tipping through them.
And I'd listen to Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
And I shared some of Jordan Peterson stuff and people have like excluded me from WhatsApp groups.
You leave the poor alone, you pricks.
Which is interesting. He's kind of, he's portrayed as a far left nut and a far right nut. I think he's like a psychologist or something like that. But it's a bit of crack. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't listen to Talking Bollocks an awful lot. I do like the lads and I think they're great. I think what they do is great. I like the Almanac. There's one I've been listening to called Untold Stories. Did I send you that one? Which is made in the north inner city and it's anonymous people talking about the issues of drugs and alcohol in their lives from the north inner city. So some people who were involved in recovery work, some people whose lives were destroyed by drugs and then got into this type of work. Like I'd be texting you and I'd be saying, did you listen to this? And then you'd say, I can't listen to that, Sparky, because it's recorded shite, right? And I'm starting to get that now. Like, I mean, I'm listening to podcasts and I'm going, I can't fucking listen to that.
Blind Boys 1 is exceptionally good, the recording, but he is what's known as an audiophile. He's just really into the sound of the room. And that can be a little bit annoying as well because the sound is almost too perfect. I find it hard to listen to podcasts that are, the sound is just, there's too much background noise.
I was listening to a podcast last week and there was a person talking with no mic in the room. They were just intervening and I had to turn her off because I was just like, I can't listen to that.
Your styles.
So do you know what it is?
Spoiled you are.
No, you said I was spoiled, but I think it's got to do with being uncomfortable. Mancons is top of the range.
Oh, there was one that Dave Chappelle done with Black Star. Different music coming in and ad-libs and remixes and then chat and then a little bit of a song. It was fucking nice. It wasn't just it wasn't just two people talking. It was cracker. Check that one out.
Now, without further ado, The Midnight Miracle.
Hello, little fellow. Hey, what is your name, little buddy? Amir. And this is your dad? Well, welcome, Amir. We're about to fuck your whole mind up.
President Biden said that the risk of nuclear Armageddon right now is at the highest.
It shouldn't be this scary to talk. And I hope they don't take anything away from me. Whoever they are. We got a great show tonight. Brooklyn's finest. Black Star is in the building. Thank you. Well, everybody, if you don't know me, my name is Dave Chappelle, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this podcast taping. And right now, I'd like to bring my co-host of Midnight Miracle, Talib Kweli.
So it's episode 13. This week, for some reason, I was listening to a lot of conspiracy theory stuff. And one of them was, you know your man who used to do that TV show, Coast? Is it? Coast.
Coast, yeah.
It was a UK one. And he had a really
Scottish guy.
Really nice Scottish voice. Well, during COVID, he went off the edge. He went off the cliff.
Oh, really? You went down the rabbit hole?
He went down a lot of rabbit holes.
Oh,
and
wow.
It wasn't a nature program he was leading, doing.
I'm leaving our wiggly coastline behind, continuing my journey into the far north. I'm heading further than coast has been before. Beyond Muckle Flugga, the furthest tip of the Shetland Islands, I'm on my way to discover what island life is like far from mainland Britain.
So he's on this online TV show. He's gone full tilt and it's a load of stuff that people were chatting about during COVID, like Agenda 21 and all that, which is like Illuminati. It's just all Illuminati stuff. It's all David Icke stuff. It's all.
Do you not find then, I can't listen to that. Like, I can't go there because I suppose my fear would be is that I would latch on to a grain of it, right? That I would get a grain of it, right? And then that might plant a seed in my head. And then, because I know people who are perfectly sane, perfectly sound, who did latch on to a grain of that and start to follow that, right? And it absolutely destroyed them, you know? It absolutely wrecked their heads. And you can't have a conversation with them about... It's like when I went into the pizza shop last week and a man saying, you won't be able to go outside 5 kilometres outside your own house.
So I think some of that stuff... I was hanging around with a load of lads and they all smoked weed and it was all Illuminati talking. And they went from 15-year-old boys smoking weed.
I just wanted to say to you for the record, I don't know what the Illuminati is, right?
I'm going to explain to you the way I see it. They went from 15-year-old boys smoking weed to 25-year-old men smoking weed. And 10 years of their lives went in the blink of an eye because they were just stoned, talking, mauling to each other and perpetuating this chatter. The party can't end. We can't stop talking about this stuff because if we do, we'll have to fucking do something else. We'll have to grow up. We'll have to have responsibility. We'll have to do shit. I can't just be the little fucking Peter Pan kid anymore. And I think that's what the Illuminati is. It's like the boogeyman. There are myths and fucking stories that help us perpetuate bullshit and fear in our own fucking heads.
I noticed that. I noticed when I was getting the rabbit hole people coming at me, it was all, they are going to do this, they do that. And I'd be like saying to them, who's they? And then they just walk away from me. And then the other thing I say to them, right, what do we do next, right? So they're doing this and they're capturing that and they're going to do this and they're going to stop us from, you know, going around 5 kilometres from your house. What will we do next? And they just go, nah, knowledge is power. Knowledge, you just need to know. And it was all just fear-based. It was all fear talk and fear-based. Now, all society, you know, since the beginning of when we started to gather as communities, right, fear has been a part of our story. Like in Ireland, people would have sat around the fire and told ghost stories and fear and don't go near the well because the boogeyman lives in the well. The reason why you didn't go near the well because you'd fucking fall into it and die.
The reason why you wouldn't walk underneath a ladder is because you get a smack of a fucking bucket in the head.
Putting new shoes on the table is not going to cause any, it's not going to do anything. It doesn't create a reaction to do anything. Smashing a mirror doesn't create, it's just a thing, it's just a piece of glass with foil behind it, you know? So it doesn't, now somebody's going to ring in, a mirror's actually a glass with...
It's magnetised from the equator.
So some of them are, you know, ghost stories and stuff like that, whatever. They have a reason that we tell people, don't go into the woods because you'll fucking get lost, like, you know what I mean? So I get all that shit, right? That's grand. But fear talk, for just the sake of fear talk, and I do think as well, people that smoke weed tend to go down that rabbit hole. Whatever weed does by shutting off certain parts of the brain, it closes off logic. I watched the program, and it's on YouTube. People want to watch. The BBC made a program about cannabis, and they tried to look at the neurological things that happen in the brain when you smoke weed. And it, you know, so one of the things of it cuts off a part of the brain which makes you feel hungry, you know, and then it cuts off the paranoia thing and that kind of stuff. It creates kind of shortcuts in the brain, yeah? Which I think seems logical, you know what I mean? When you think about it, a lot of people who smoke weed follow the same stuff. Do you think that people follow, they go down the same rabbit holes, they follow the same the same things, like, and they talk about the same stuff, they talk about the Illuminati. Like, those young people from Dublin that you were talking about, they were talking about the Illuminati. Everybody else was talking, like, there wasn't only just them talking about the Illuminati. There's loads of people talking about the Illuminati. And then the ones that were talking about do your research in capitals, like, you know what I mean? Where did all that come from? Like, you know what I mean? It was people were doing the exact same stuff all over the place. Do your research. And you're like, well, maybe I might go to college and study fucking, you know, medicine, and then I'll understand about vaccines. But at the moment, I'm a youth worker. I'm not a medical scientist, so I don't understand about vaccines. So why would I comment on vaccines if I don't know fuck all about them? You know, people who are saying, I'm not going to take that drug, but I'll take this drug. Why? You know what I mean? Like, you know, people are producing.
I'm not going to take the vaccine, but I'll snort coke.
I'll fucking take balloons. Like, loads of people are taking fucking fast gas. Like, you see the canisters all over the fucking place. And it's stuff that's made to froth milk. And yeah, a lot of people who are fucking sucking on balloons and taking fast gas would have been people that would have been going, I'm not taking the fucking vaccine.
Don't be putting that vaccine into me.
I know I say cognitive dissonance a lot, but it's true. There seems to be a route that people follow. I'm sure if you smoked weed and you lived off the grid and had no access to the computer, you'd probably have a different experience. But a lot of people who are stoned, sitting at home looking at social media and stuff like that, they seem to follow those routes. They seem to go down these rabbit holes where conspiracy theories become very real. You know what I mean? The latest one that I'm hearing from my mates who are conspiracy theorists, and I actually love them now. I used to hate conspiracy theorists, but I fucking love them now. But they say now, she's been proved right. That's what they all say.
But that's
now.
The phrase, do your research, she's been proved right.
So this is a conspiracy theorist, and there's Mary O'Connor, right? But she's been proved right. You're like, where was she proved right? Who proved her right?
What's that one? Confirmation bias. If the thing that you are thinking, if somebody says it was proven right, you're biased to want it to be that way. So if it was confirmed, you wanted to be confirmed. So,
but you don't know where it was confirmed or how it was confirmed or who confirmed it. Or I mean, it's like the two yumpers with the fucking sandpit digging the hole in the beach.
That's exactly it. We want to believe that that's true. We want to believe that a meteor came down. We want the fantasy. The reality, the reality is we want the fantasy. There is a boogeyman. There is Illuminati. There is a day. There is somebody trying to control you. Abso-fucking-lutely. Morning, noon, and night, I believe that 100%. And I think that that thing comes from your head.
So when you sign up for the mortgage, right, you're being controlled because you got to pay that mortgage. You're taking a loan off a bank, an institution, right? You have to pay that back, right? You're being controlled. If you buy a subscription to Wi-Fi and you're buying into this subscription, you got to pay £120 a month for it. You're part of that, like, you know what I mean? It's mad to me that when people say, use cash, you know, because they're trying to control you. I'm like, they've been fucking controlling me for years. Like, I have the mortgage, I have the car, I have the tax and the insurance and the fucking NCT. I got to follow all this shit, right? For me to exist in this community, I've got to follow certain things. People who smoke weed, they have rules amongst themselves on what way shit works. You know, like, I always remember, you know, criminals would have a code of ethics amongst themselves. They'd say, like, yeah, I might be a burglar, but I don't burgle old people, or I don't burgle in my own area or something. Like, you know what I mean? And you're like, we do create a code in our head of what's acceptable. So, you know, one man's drug, you know, you might have somebody saying, I hate those addicts, and they're a horse and gargoyle.
Yeah, so we justify our thing, the thing that we're into.
and we demonize the other thing that people are into. And in that way, we create our own little bubble, our own little cult. The thing that I do is grand. The thing that they do is shit. My religion is the one to believe in. My football team is the one to believe in. I was thinking about this the other day. All the knowledge in the world doesn't give you any wisdom. So you could have all the information, all the inside track, all the information on Agenda 21 or the Illuminati, or you could listen to every podcast, you could look at every YouTube video, go down every single rabbit hole, and having all of that, having the full amount of that, doesn't give you an ounce of wisdom. Mm. And I think the wisest thing to do is to be aware of that. Just like when you're headlocked in a cult by some fucking lunatic and you're paying $100,000 a year to him. The best fucking thing you can do...
The mortgage.
Whatever cult you're in. The mortgage cult or the fucking Waco cult or the Church of Scientology cult, whatever it is, whatever cult you're in, put the bleeding crack pipe down for 5 fucking minutes. Step back and just have a look at it. Get out into nature. Look at the full moon.
That's your cult, Dean. That's what you think the answer is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's fucking the fella.
Maybe it is smoking maybe crack talking about the Illuminati.
Maybe it's your man eating the fucking chicken nuggets, like, you know what I mean?
Maybe it's turning on all me cookies on me phone and having everything I do tracked by a million fucking AI lunatics in Russia.
Yeah, and when you die, none of it's going to matter. None of it will matter. All the stuff we worry about, all the stuff that...
We're afraid of. All the beliefs we have.
And principles.
All the finger pointing.
Values. All that stuff just disappears when we die, doesn't it? Does it really matter?
You can't take it with you. You can't take your Illuminati ideas with you. You can't take your mortgage with you. You can't take your...
Is there Netflix in heaven?
Don't fucking bet that be. What else would we be doing? What else would you do if there's no Netflix? We'd be fucked. You know what we'd have to do? We'd have to talk to each other.
That was deadly.
Episode 13, that was fucking cracker. Yup, the Illuminatis.
When you're a bit sick and you need your ma, that's when you get all nostalgic about being young again. There's nobody like your ma when you're feeling sick. I mean, my used to say to me, if it was lashing when I was going to George's Hill, no bus served George's Hill College, you had to walk, you know. So when it was lashing, I'd wake up, I'd say, lovely, it's lashing, my mum won't send me in. And she'd say to me, all right, Irene, stay in bed, your father's gone out, meaning he'd make you go. Your father's gone out, Irene, stay in bed, it's raining, because she knew I had to walk all the way down to the fruit market, you know. And then she'd go out and do her shopping and come back, 2 big coffee slices. And she'd say, it's still lashing, we take out shop. We used to play shop at the kitchen table, would you believe it? She'd be the woman on the till, and then we'd reverse that, our bleeding gas, and then she loved coloured, and I loved coloured, and I always did as well. We'd take out the coloured books and the crayons, and we'd sit there bleeding for hours at the kitchen table. Jesus, what I do to have it one of those days back with me ma. Anyhow, mind yourself, kid. He's not doing great in the podcast. His bleeding gave me a gas. I listened to some of it last night and some of it this morning. Very funny. Does everybody a bit of good, doesn't it? A bit of lightheartedness goes a long way.
I'm just plain terror. Yo, fuck off, will you? Fresh, yeah?
Jerry Adams is your dad.